Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-commerce Paradise podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about competitor research and market research, niche research. If this is your first time listening to the episode, get my free high ticket dropshipping niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I have a whole list of these profitable high ticket products that you can sell online today and start making money passively while traveling the world with high-ticket dropshipping. So get in there today, guys, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. So when it comes to doing market research, there's a method that I've come up with that works really well. And then once you know what you're selling, you have to make sure you're doing competitor research on an ongoing basis so that you can stay competitive and get those sales. So it's a big part of conversion optimization is doing proper competitor research so that you can match or beat your competitors' offers in the marketplace. But let's talk about market research first. So first and foremost, when I'm just starting to, you know, get an idea of what's available in the marketplace, as far as high ticket products go, I'll look at a bunch of different marketplaces like Amazon or Houzz or eBay, and I'll look for expensive product ideas. And then what I'll do is I'll go from there and I'll actually type the product ideas into Google Shopping, and I'll look for niche stores that are selling those product ideas. And by niche stores, what I'm talking about is stores that specifically sell that one product category. Maybe similar ones around it too, but they focus on that one. It's an authority site. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Because those are the types of stores we build out. Those stores are very profitable. They rank really well on Google because Google likes authority sites, and customers trust authority sites more than they trust broad sites, especially when it comes to complicated and expensive products. Consumers want to go to an authority and an expert to actually buy these products. So that's what I do. Once I've found some competitors, usually competitors with actually the product category keyword in the domain name, but sometimes not. But once I find them, then I look at their store and I get an idea of what they're doing. So I look at all the different categories they offer. I look at all the different brands that they have. I also try to get an idea of whether they're online only or whether they have a warehouse or some sort of a storefront or a showroom. And if they're online only, then I know that most likely that all their brands they have on their site are dropshipping brands, dropshipping suppliers. So I can extract those suppliers and continue to do research there. If they're not, if they have a storefront or something, that's fine too. But I can't just extract their whole list of dropshipping suppliers and assume they're going to be dropship friendly. They might not dropship for e-commerce only stores. They might require you to have a storefront, which is fine too. I can still extract a lot of data from those stores though, so I still put them in a list, just a separate list of stores to extract data from. And there's lots of different things to extract and to dive into. So when you're looking at a competitor's site, you want to get an idea of how old this site is. There's tools that you can find out the age of a site, tools like SimilarWeb.com, and similar tools to that one as well. But you want to find out how old a site is, and you can kind of do that just by looking at it. If it has a lot of reviews, if it has a lot of trust seals, if it has a lot of products, and you know it has a lot of content on it, a lot of blog posts, a website's probably a bit older. It's probably, you know, been around a lot longer. Okay, so if you know it's an older site, make a note on that. The other thing is you want to get an idea of how much search volume that site's getting and what ways they're using to market their site, whether they're using just Google Shopping, whether they're also doing a lot of SEO and they have organic rankings, whether they're getting search traffic from other places too. And the SimilarWeb.com tool will tell you where the traffic's coming from and where it's going to. So using that, you can find where a lot of their traffic is coming from. It'll tell you if it's from Google or some other search engine. It'll tell you if it's from social media sites like Facebook or Pinterest or YouTube or Instagram or something like that. It'll tell you if it's coming from forums or news sites or, you know, big blogs that are out there in the industry. So once I know that, I can sort of reverse engineer a business plan for my store. And I can know that, okay, this is where the biggest competitors are getting their traffic from. Those are the same channels I want to get traffic from too then, because that's probably where the target market is online, is they're probably in these channels. And once you know that, then you'll have a way better way to get started with that research and implementation. Okay, so the next stage is to kind of get an idea of exactly what products are best selling on their website. And you want to know this because this is going to be the lifeblood of your business, is best selling products. With Shopify stores, it's pretty easy to find out. You can just type in the URL after their domain name, .com/collections/all, and then they'll usually have a filtering option where you can filter by bestseller. If it's not available in that store, they probably have an app installed that disables it, but usually that's an option. And I'm actually in the process of developing a niche research tool, a Chrome extension, that will be able to extract that data from the store automatically. And I'll let you guys know when that's available. And by the way, I'm working actively right now on developing software for niche research and market research, and I want to get your feedback on that. So if you're interested in being a part of the beta test group, or you just want to, you know, help out and supply answers to questions that I have a survey you can fill out right now to tell me exactly what apps you're using for market research or what features you would want from an app that would provide the ability to do market research and competitor research. So if you're interested in filling out that survey, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/survey and help us out. We're going to be building some software in the next few months, and I'm really excited about that. I want to make it as useful as possible. And the beta test group will get you access to use the app for free before it launches to the public. And as a beta test group member, you'll be providing feedback on that app. And it's a limited opportunity. We're only going to allow a few people in there. So if you're interested, just submit your email address at the end of the form and we'll get you in there. Similar apps that I've researched in the marketplace go for, you know, hundreds of dollars per month. So I'm pretty excited to get this going, provide more value, charge a lower price, and really be a revolutionary app in the industry. Okay, so back to it. When you're researching competitors and finding best-selling products, the products that are the best sellers on a competitor's site are often going to have similar characteristics. First and foremost, they're going to be at the top of the best sellers ranking on the website, if you can get that. If not, you can find the products with the most reviews. And to do that, you just find the review app that they're using, whatever it is, and try to see if they have like a reviews page and which product has the most reviews, that kind of stuff. Because a product that has a lot of reviews that are verified definitely has had a lot of purchases. It's a very similar thing with Amazon and any other marketplace. That's a great way to find bestsellers. And another good way is to then take that bestseller, plug the full keyword back into Google, and see who else is selling that product and what it looks like on their website. Are the competitors showing that it has a lot of reviews as well? This way you'll be able to tell if it's actually a best-selling product or if maybe that competitor you're looking at has fake reviews on it or something like that. But you want to find products that have a ton of reviews across multiple stores and marketplaces. This will tell you that this product is very popular and it's being purchased a lot. Once you've found those products that have a lot of reviews and being purchased a lot, then it's time to extract the offer data. So what is the competitor offering it at? What's the price point? What's the discount they're providing, if any? What are the add-ons and, you know, variants and accessory options and stuff like that to it? How good of a description do they have? Are they offering free gifts? Are they offering things that normally come with it, but then, you know, saying that it comes for free or something like that and assigning a value to it? You want to definitely write down all this data that you can possibly come up with for your competitors' offers on those best-selling products, because your goal is to beat the competitor's offer, come up with a more unique offer, and then get the same traffic that they're getting to go to your website, and you'll get the sales instead of them. Okay, it's kind of a winning formula for making this all happen, and it all starts with research. So you don't need 100,000 products on a website to make a really good, you know, full-time income from e-commerce. You really just need one really, really, really good best-selling product that's got the best offer and a good profit margin, and a lot of traffic of people that are actually interested in buying that thing right now, right? One product can bring you tons of profits. And beyond that, once you do it with multiple products, then all of a sudden you'll start seeing lots of sales and you're gonna just scale like crazy. But it really starts with finding those best-selling products, and that's where most of our research goes into. Now, there are other types of products that aren't necessarily best-selling products, but they have really high profit margins. And we love not just profit margins, but actually profit value. So like a profit margin is like, you know, 50% or something like that. It could be on a $2 product that sells for $4 is 50%. I'm talking products that have really high profit per product. So let's say it's a $3,000 product or something like that, and it nets you, you know, $1,500 in profit. No, those are awesome products to promote more. And so doing deep research on those, even though they don't sell all the time, is optimizing the heck out of those. And then when you do make those sales, then it's really, really good. And those are a huge booster to your bottom line. And I love to focus on high profit products. So it's high profit and bestsellers. And when you find products that are either really low profit or they're just dead, they don't get any traffic, you know, they don't have any reviews on your competitor sites, I would just straight up remove them from your catalog. It might feel weird at first to have gone through all the work to already add them to the catalog and stuff, but at the end of the day, the bigger your catalog is, the more distractions a consumer has from buying a single product on your website because there's just more to search through. You don't necessarily want to be Amazon, okay? You want to be a niche authority site. You want to have the best products on there, meaning the best selling and the highest profit and the best quality. You don't want to have a bunch of crappy, low profit, dead products. And when you have more pages on your website that are getting a lot of traffic and less pages that are getting a little bit of traffic, Google also sees that and will rank your site higher because it sees that your site is more valuable. People are looking through your site, they're staying on pages longer, and of course they're purchasing from you. So they'll actually rank you higher and your rankings will go up over time because the user experience will be better. So consider that, okay? And it all starts with research. By doing your research first, you'll build a site that is amazing and you'll launch it and you'll do really good. If you skip the research process, like it's so tempting to do and just throw up a website and throw up products and see what happens, most likely you're not gonna get the right traffic sources. So you're just not gonna throw traffic at your website at all, or if you do, it's not gonna be the right kind of traffic and you're not gonna get any conversions. And you know, the problem is that you're not even gonna know what your competitors are offering. So even if you do throw traffic at your website, you're not gonna get any conversions on that. So. All right, guys, I hope you make sense and understand that the research process is super crucial and it's really simple, but you got to do it. And the goal is just to find best-selling products, promote the heck out of them, and at the end of the day, make a lot of money with e-commerce. And then, you know, do whatever you want with your life. Become a digital nomad, travel the world, you know, buy a nice big house, spend all the time with your family that you want to, go on vacations, take luxury trips, business class, stay in, you know, business lounges, stay at expensive 5-star hotels for free using business rewards. This lifestyle affords you a lot of awesome stuff. And yeah, you can do pretty much anything that you can afford. Just be mindful and be responsible and, stay healthy while you're doing it. But yeah, doing your research first will definitely get there a lot faster than not. So hope that makes sense, guys. And again, if you guys are interested in helping us to make one of the best possible apps for market research and competitor research, something to automate this process for you, please fill out the survey that I've created. Link is below in the podcast description, as well as just go to ecommerceparadise.com/survey on your web browser and mobile browser. And it's a few quick questions. Just let us know what you'd like to see in an app, what kind of processes you're already doing manually that could be automated, that would save you a lot of time, and what other apps out there that you're using right now. And if you're interested in the beta test group, leave your email and I'll be happy to get you guys in there. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode.